Welcome to Wise Health for Women Radio with Linda Prater. Women are pressed daily to give more, learn more, and be more, often at the expense of mind, body, or spirit. Each week with intriguing guests and topics, we'll bring you fresh ways to view your limited time, encouraging a shift to new, healthier perspectives. Wise Health for Women Radio, helping women thrive. And now here's your host, Linda Prater. Good morning and welcome to Wise Health for Women Radio. I'm Linda Crater, and I am so pleased today to introduce you to a woman who really has learned how to balance life well most of the time. I mean, none of us do it right all of the time, but manage faith, family, finances, and fitness. We're going to be talking to Megan McShane, who is a co-founder of Your Best Life Now. And I think that one of the things that moms, entrepreneurs, people in general do is to constantly juggle and constantly have things on their minds and priorities shifting. And Megan's going to help us sort that all out today. So welcome to the program, Megan.
Thank you, Linda. Wow. Yeah. I mean, I do my best in balancing it all. I don't think anybody's an expert yet.
No, not at all. But we have to try. And
that's
so
right.
I think in addition to trying, I think there's some, I know from reading your website that it is important to take care of connection and, yes, and what's prioritized in your life and your values. So wow, just so that you follow along if you want to while you're listening, her website is ybl now yourbestlifenow.com. and so Megan, let's start with how this came to pass and why this is so important to you, because you have been involved with everybody from Tony Robbins' executive team to across the world global efforts. And so I know you have experience and wisdom to share with us.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for having me. I love what you're doing too. What a beautiful platform.
Thank you.
My journey so far, started, ever since I was young, I had a kind of a zest for always wanting to help people. And, I just saw, the beauty in life. And, I started out in my career in my early 20s, in sales and marketing. And, then my father, in my mid 20s sent my brother and I to a Tony Robbins event. And when we were young kids, my dad was a college hockey coach, and we would listen to the Tony Robbins tapes in the car and stuff. And so I was really blessed to kind of have that, that put that sense of leadership, into us, and balance at a young age. Mm-hmm. And so I went to one of his events, and I thought, wow, I really need to be part of this mission. And with my experience in sales and marketing, it took me a few months to contact the right people and a lot of tenacity and hard work. And I started off working there and selling live events. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I lived in San Diego and ran his client services team. And then I traveled the world with him, doing the events, the live events. And then my last position in the last 8 years there was I managed his high-level networking group of business owners and entrepreneurs called Platinum Partnership. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, the pandemic hit, and I had gotten to a point where I was burnt out. We were traveling about 18 times a year. And at the time I had just had my youngest son, and I knew in deep down that a change was needed. I couldn't keep up with this, mm-hmm, this level of go anymore. And, so the pandemic hit, we weren't traveling anymore. So I decided to take a step back and really focus on my family, be more present as a mother, and open my own yoga studio. And I did that. And within just a few months, one of my clients reached out to me from Tony Robbins and said, we're not traveling anymore with the pandemic, and we really want to create a networking group, of again, business owners and entrepreneurs, but something different than what we were doing there. And really just missed the connection of like-minded people. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what, this is, I did miss being around people, you know, who have a drive like that. and just seeing, being around people in general during the pandemic.
Right, right.
And so it was a beautiful gift because it gave me an opportunity to create and tap into my creative side. And, you know, really, I saw a need where people didn't want to travel and sit in a convention center for 20 hours a day, but they really wanted the connection with each other. Mm-hmm. And so that's how, you know, Your Best Life was kind of the birth of it. And then, you know, it's 4 years later and here we are. And, you know, what we are is it's a group of high level business owners and entrepreneurs from around the world. And we support them with business strategists, coaching, you know, life strategist coaching, and then some really bucket list trips, all off of family, faith, fitness, and finance. Those are the four cores of what we really believe in life.
Well, thank you for that summary. That's very helpful. I think that the pandemic threw everyone into a spin. Mm-hmm. And I do love, however, the reinvention and the reprioritization of what matters in life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that was a silver lining came there. Now, I wouldn't want to live through it again. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. But it was something that you had to be intentional about looking for. Yeah. Because we do have an epidemic of loneliness in this country. We mm-hmm. do have, or globally. And so I think leaning on things like faith and family are important, even though some families were deeply fractured by that experience. Finances obviously suffered. And regrettably, with a company named Wise Health, as I have, you know, fitness and nutrition and healthy wellness, that suffered as well because people just really were not paying attention to that for the most part. Now, that isn't everyone, but mm-hmm. I think it is important to take a look at, okay, we weathered this. We have 100%, you know, record of getting through rough days because we are still here, thankfully. And those we lost contributed to our lives at the time and enriched it. But looking at your best life now, not the company, but those words, your best life now, hope is a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. And that's what came out of, boy, we can't stay where we are. We're stuck. So where mm-hmm. do we go? So now how would you say that you felt about the reentry as you came in? Was it smooth? Was it something that you knew how to take care of yourself and your family? How did that go?
Well, you know, I think any change is scary. And mm-hmm. But for me, I always felt that anything that gets uncomfortable, it means a beautiful shift is taking place. And sometimes when we're in that discomfort, you cannot see the gift. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for me, I knew it was time. I was burnt out. I had been traveling and I knew that, you know, I'm grateful for that happening, that pandemic, because I don't know if, you know, I don't know what would have happened if I would have, you know, been able to, you know, not, you know, we never know. So I'm grateful that that actually pushed me to be able to leave and to be able to step away. And then there was a lot of uncertainty there, you know,
it was a lot.
I mean, nobody knew what was going on. It was very mm-hmm. scary. But I think, you know, like one of our pillars is faith. If you have a strong faith, you know that, you know, you're going to be taken care of. And I think especially, you know, as women, as, you know, we run our businesses, we run our families, there's so much on our shoulders. We have to take care of ourselves. And I think that's what this really taught me was I was a big people pleaser and always, you know, doing things for others. And whether it was in business or my family, you know, I lost myself. Mm-hmm. So it was a beautiful gift to reinvent myself. And I became more of a leader in that situation than I had previously. You know, I you know, like I said, I opened a yoga studio during the pandemic. I created a new company during the pandemic. You know, I moved, we were living in Florida, moved to Massachusetts to be closer to family. So some really incredible big shifts happened. Mm-hmm. in turn of that. And again, a lot of uncertainty was in there, but I think it's all about, you know, taking care of yourself, like not only, like you said, health and fitness and food, but your health is your wealth. So what are you listening to? You know, it's about who are you listening to? What kind of people are you surrounding yourself with? So it's really the whole picture of mental and emotional and physical health. And I think I was in the right place, surrounded by the right people as well, that really helped support that.
Well, now that's faith. That's the faith foundation in my view. I want to tackle what you just said, though, about the self-care. And the one of the things that happened is when you're taking a look at what's going on in your life, being unique or being mindful of where you're going next, it can be a lonely spot. Yes. So the connection is so important. And I love that you said we have to take care of ourselves, our families, etc. In the lines of that, I wanted to bring up, we have a marvelous sponsor today. Today's sponsor is OneSkin, OS1 Face and Eye Cream. OneSkin is a really interesting face cream that is different from other people. And I think one of the things that struck me, and I've always been sort of a face cream junkie in terms of I try things, but it wasn't making me happy. But when you find something that has a root cause that helps you to feel better, look better. And as I moved into the mature category, I went looking for things that would help because we had more time to think about self-care. Mm-hmm. And I found these amazing 4 PhDs, women, who were dedicated to skin longevity. Well, I don't know about you, but I'd like to live a long time. Absolutely. And I'd like to find things that have longevity built into them. And mm-hmm. so, I mean, I don't know about you, Megan, but how many times have you bought and tried skincare products only to discard them?
Absolutely, all the time. And this sounds incredible.
It is. It's amazing. I have actually been using this for about 2 years, but these women looked into the why about why our skin gets dull and aging. And so they went at it from a scientific viewpoint and they found a peptide called OS1 mm-hmm. that helps to reduce the buildup of senescent. Senescent means aging or dying cells. Very cool word. Mm-hmm. And I'm a science nerd. So I love products that go into the root cause of dull aging skin. Mm-hmm. So what OS1 does is attacks those zombie cells and it mm-hmm. reveals healthy, younger looking skin with fewer wrinkles, age spots, and a natural skin barrier that's strengthened. Wow. So they reverse skin's biological age. Can you tell I'm a fan?
I think this is like ties right into self-care too. And, you know, as women, we do need to take care of our skin. You know, it's, we only have one body, you know,
we only have one face as well. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so what I have found from the very first use, it's hydrating, the visible improvements are there, which of course makes you feel better when you feel like you look better, you stand taller, and I'm very short. So this is very important. But I use both the face, the eye cream. I use all their products, actually. And it's the best eye cream I've ever used. It comes in travel sizes. It's refillable. But the best of all, it has surpassed my expectations. And I highly recommend their products. So we are very fortunate to have a discount for our listeners. So if you want to learn more about skin longevity and your best, freshest face to give you a boost, skincare now becomes self-care. So you can get started today with 15% off using code WISE, W-I-S-E, at oneskin.co. Note that end, oneskin.co. After you purchase, they're going to ask you, you know, where did you hear about us? And please support our show and tell them our podcast sent you. Invest in the health of your skin with OneSkin. You won't be disappointed. That's oneskin.co with code WISE and 15% off. So worth it.
Yes. Wow. That's incredible. I'm going to order some when we get off this call.
That's terrific. It is really something I felt very strongly about. But I also think that women put their own self-care last. Mm-hmm. Self-care is not a bubble bath. It mm-hmm. is more than just eating right. It is more than what you read and people you surround yourself with. It's all of it. Yeah. And so as you look at your best life, and you look at, you mentioned in the beginning, you've always seen the beauty in life. As you make those connections with people, what do you find resonates the most? I heard you also say tenacity and hard work.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, what resonates the most is people crave connection. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for us, with the people that I meet, it is people want connection, and they want to feel valued. And
yes,
I think, you know, and that ties into being heard and seen. And I think, you know, we're in this world now of go, go, go. And I think a really important part of you know, my self-care too, is, you know, meditation. It's, mm-hmm. you know, we're thinking about what we did yesterday, what we have to do tomorrow. And we're missing what's going on right now. We're missing
exactly.
the present. And I think, again, as women, it's, we need to be nurtured. We need to take time for ourselves. Like you said, it's more than, you know, a bubble bath. And mm-hmm. you know, we're put in this kind of box now. Of we have to do and be everything. And that's right. Like, that's impossible.
But we were told this, I'm older than you are. We were told this years ago, you can have it all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, you can't. Yeah. Everything has a price. You might be able to have it all, but certainly not all at the same time.
That's right.
And so I think that being kind to ourselves and realizing the realistic expectations as opposed to the unrealistic expectations mm-hmm. makes a huge difference in how you tackle things.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's like that word of expectations almost sets us up to fail. You know, I feel like I always say, you know what, I'm trading my expectations for appreciation.
I like that.
When I appreciate things, then I don't feel, you know, let down or I failed at not finishing this today or that today. And, you know, that all also comes down to confidence and self-care. You know, when mm-hmm. when we're confident and we, you know, have, you know, self-love, you know, nothing that anyone else does is going to affect us. You know, we can't control all these crazy things going around us. No. We can only control our reactions to situations. And the way we can control our reaction is really setting some really great rituals into our day to prepare us.
That's a perfect way to put it, because if it becomes a ritual, it's a habit, and habits mm-hmm. change over time, but you have to practice them.
Absolutely.
If you don't practice them, they're not habits. They're just a fleeting thought that you stick with for a day or two. Yeah. And I think that you mentioned the tenacity and hard work. I also think consistency is so important. You know, small things done over time can truly add up.
Yeah, it comes down to discipline. Mm-hmm. You know, and as business owners, as mothers, as partners, you know, look around, you know, if we're not walking our talk, if we're not disciplined to do the things, to do the hard things, and then how do we expect, you know, our kids to do that? How do we expect our employees to do that? Mm-hmm. So it's a really beautiful gift of looking at ourselves in the mirror and, you know, seeing what we're actually doing, if we're moving for, you know, to create, or if we're actually adding more conflict.
You know, it's true. And I think that some of the things that have intruded on our lives that weren't there 20 years ago, one is social media. Mm. And there's also, you mentioned the uncertainty. I think when uncertainty takes place, fear doesn't bring out the best in people.
Correct.
And so as we've moved past fear, although I still see pockets of fear when I travel and I see people mm-hmm. around, I feel sorry, because if you have faith over fear, you really can't be defeated. Yes, you'll be momentarily disappointed. All of us are human, but it really does take the place of, I'm not in control. And I love that. I don't want to be in control.
Right.
I can barely control what I eat. So, you know, enough already. But I laugh because we strive for stability, and nothing wrong with stability at all. But there are many things outside of our control, and accepting that is a huge way to reduce the anxiety.
Exactly. Well, it is. It's acceptance. And, you know, fear is always going to come and go. But I think the more awareness we have, then we can kind of let go of the control. You know, I think that's another tough one for a lot of people is, you know, trying to control everything. And really, you know, we can't control anything except ourselves. So, you know, that's a big one. If you can give that one up, then you're farther along than a lot of people.
Well, don't you think oftentimes fear is really the loss of control and the feeling that you just don't know what's happening. I literally had someone in my neighborhood say to me, but what are we supposed to feel? And I thought, well, I supposed to, I don't do that. For the most part, I think through something on my own and I think about it, but I felt sorry for them.
Yeah,
it was sad. Because if you don't know what you're supposed to feel, why don't you just ask yourself, how do you feel?
Exactly.
Name the emotion. If you can't name it, you can't remedy it.
And I think that those answers come, you know, in silence. And I think, you know, what are we supposed to feel? And I always tell people, you know, in order to heal, you have to feel. So, you know, if you take time, again, like keep going back to this self-care, it's in those moments of quiet and peace and that you do get answers. And I'm also a big believer on writing and journaling. And
yes.
You know, the more you put it on paper and get it out of you, then you do have that awareness of, okay, this is where I'm at and where do I want to go with this? So
I agree with you. And I also throw in gratitude there because the more gratitude we have, the more we realize how blessed we truly are. And no life is perfect. I mean, you just have to read anything these days or watch anything or, you know, look at posts. And I find that so often we are connected by the internet, but we are not connected relationship wise. And I joked last week that, you know, it'd be helpful to have an emotional support person just for that purpose.
And it's true. And that's why it is so important. The people who you surround yourself with, you know, you can look at a human being and the five people they have around them, you can tell everything from, you know, their health to their financial state, you know, to their mental well-being. And it's so true. It's, you know, who are you surrounding yourself with? And this technology is, it's such, you know, we have a teenager and it's like these kids, you know, it's, they're missing this human connection.
I'm grateful we didn't have it when I was growing up.
Oh, me too. Thank God.
Yes, really. Because, you know, the other thing we did that was different than the kids of today, and in many ways, not their fault, but it just happens, is we were in nature a lot more.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, I was talking to someone earlier about how nature is so healing and nature connects us. And it's so true. You know, we played outside. We weren't playing video games.
It was dodgeball in the street and on your bikes as you know, bike gangs.
Yeah.
You did a lot of things. And I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah. And it is a blessing and a curse, right?
You know, yes.
It's actually, you know, I mean, look, we're connected now over technology, you know, correct. So there is some beautiful things in it and it's part of evolution and innovation. But we also, again, having that awareness and the balance, and it's our job, I think, as leaders to, especially in our families, you know, make sure there is a balance that we're not losing, you know, our basic life skills that, you know, we were created with.
Well, I think it affects our communication with others, too. If you constantly are texting so that everything becomes... what did I get the other day that it's about 6 months ago now, but somebody wrote IKR. Now kids will know exactly what that is. I actually had to look it up.
Yeah, I would too.
Because I did. Do you know what it is?
No. Is it like, it's, I know, right? Or something?
Exactly. That's exactly it.
I just guessed.
First of all, I don't like that statement. It's like when people go, yeah, no. or no, yeah. I'm like, well, which is it? But I laugh because we start to speak in acronyms, we start to speak in abbreviated talk, and we lose the richness of language and learning. I do have a lovely little story about my grandson. This week, he was holding a chick, a brand new chick. They have chickens. My daughter's house has chickens. Yeah. And there were three of them. And he said, well, this one's name is Rose Gold. Well, the one he was holding was a golden chick. Aww. The name of the chick that is Rose Gold was Black and Gray. And I said, did I miss something? And he said, no, isn't it ironic? And I thought, you're seven. What are you doing? So I just laughed because out of the mouths of babes.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just so funny. So when they do get nature, when they're holding a chick, when they do have eggs that came from the chickens, you know, nature does come indoors with you at that point.
It sure does. Yep. Yep.
Love that.
That's really beautiful.
I do too. All right. So I want to make sure people know where to find the business. And I gave out the URL once already, but why don't you give it out again?
Yeah. Our website is YBLnow. That's NOW.com. And then our Instagram handle is @yourbestlife.now. And feel free to reach out and connect, DM us. You know, we would love to invite any of your guests on our trips, you know, and to join us. And you know, if someone is looking to be part of a community, whether it's ours or even the beautiful community you've created, you know, this is life is a team sport. So everybody needs somebody.
And we're not getting out of this alive.
No. So, taking anything with us either.
No, absolutely nothing. Something which is very difficult for some people to understand. Mm. But, you know, we just really are here such a brief time. And I think life can deal some blows. But we are capable of withstanding those blows as long as we have some balance and the people we surround ourselves with and our faith and our family. And don't forget that fitness. Take your steps. I'm going to put a plug in for those who sit too long. I am one of them. And I now set alarms on my phone to get me out of my chair instead of waiting for my butt to get numb. Yeah. that's really not a good measurement because by that point I've been sitting for far too long. So I love the way that you take a look at living your best life now. You only get one now.
Yes. Yep. Yep. We only have one chance here, one shot at this lifetime. So, you know, don't waste it. You know, there's so much beauty in it, like you said. And, yeah.
Well, and don't be afraid to wade into your emotions. Name them. Name them privately if you want to. Mm-hmm. Write them down. But feeling is part of life. And if you don't take the time to feel it and walk through it and be still. One of my favorite things is, you know, being still and grounding and the gratitude. So whatever works for you, whether it's a gratitude journal or, you know, barefoot walking in the grass for grounding, meditating, yoga, as you mentioned, all of these sorts of things are really good at helping you to maintain that balance. Would you like to add anything else?
No, I think we hit it all, but it's true. It's take a look at your rituals and, you know, maybe start with, you know, 10 minutes a day and then every day increase whatever it is you're doing, but you can't manage what you don't measure. So make sure
you're making
time for it.
Well, and these days we talk about technology. There's an app for that. Mm-hmm. Everywhere.
Yeah, there's really no excuse at this point.
but I'm still of the mind that sometimes I need to see it visually, you know, whether that's a paper calendar or right.
Me too.
I learn from writing things down.
Yes, so absolutely.
Don't be afraid to use what works for you. So, you know, Megan, thank you so much. I'm so glad we could have this discussion today. And I think what you're doing is extremely special. So go to yblnow.com and find out more. And, you know, your wisdom is well accepted. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Linda, for having me. And thank you for everything that you're doing out there in the world. Such a gift.
Well, we have to use our gifts. It's not good not to. So all of us have gifts. Let's use them. You take care. Let's make it a great week, everyone. And we'll be back next time with another amazing guest. Thank you for tuning in today. You can find more shows at wisehealthforwomenradio.com.